We have had many an interaction with Lincoln Kennedy, and they've all been fantastic. We love him so much, which is why we're happy to announce right now that in addition to doing sidelines for Raiders Radio, in addition to being a former Raider and NFLer, of course, he will be one of Cage to K's Raider Insiders. What does that mean? Well, he's going to be hosting a weekly Raiders show every Tuesday at 4 p.m. with old Napes, Grant Napier. And in addition to that, he'll join us and the Lowdown each week to provide that beautiful, wonderful inside knowledge and intellect that only Lincoln Kennedy can provide. So we're excited for that and welcoming Lincoln into the KHTK fray, and hopefully he can teach us a few things as well and rub some of that winter on us. Lincoln, it's Dave, Katie, and Nate. How are you?
Well, man, after that introduction, I don't know if I can live up to your expectations.
That's a lot of pressure.
So much for it. It's a lot of pressure. I mean, I gotta be modest and humble and handle that press.
But, listen.
It's good to be with you guys.
There's a lot of things to get to with the Raiders, but I just want you to know I am happy to. You know, you need to know where the coffee machine is, the vending machines. I'll show you all the good spots in the station to hide out at. So we'll work you in easily. And no hazing, Lincoln. No hazing.
Right.
Welcome me in as a veteran.
Speak for yourself. Right. I've got a whole bunch of stuff lined up for you, Lincoln.
That's what I figured. I just need to know where the vending machines in the bathroom are, mostly. That's it.
Make sure you wash your hands or else Dave will call you out on air to all of our listeners.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. How you guys doing today?
Well, you know, we're doing good. We are wrapping up our AFC West preview today with the Raiders. Of course, we are the home of the Raiders, and we are surrounded by tons of Raider fans. Lincoln, I don't want to give out false hope, but if I were to say Raider fans have every right to be more excited about this season than any season in recent memory, am I being a little too optimistic?
No, I think the expectations are somewhat fair. You know, the great thing about football, guys, it doesn't matter what year, there's always a feeling of optimism when the new season starts. Because every team, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what happened the year before, with the draft, with free agency, with all the buildup that goes into the NFL season, every team feels that they have a chance. Now, if you look at the recent history of the Raiders, well, they've been systematically moving, you know, getting more wins, getting better. Seem like they've got a good foundation, which I do believe, you know, Derek Carr, Khalil Mack, so on and so forth, they built in the draft. And now it seems like they're supposed to take that next step. The rightful just progression of where they're going is to take that next step. So Raider Nation and Raider fans have every right to be optimistic, have every right to be excited, because this has been a long time waiting for finally. They finally seem to be headed in the right direction and getting better. Now they have to maximize their ability within their window.
Lincoln, Derek Carr has, I think, exceeded a lot of expectations for this early on in his career. In his second year, you know, he had a new head coach, new offensive coordinator, a ton of new starters on offense, and they showed so much improvement and so much promise. Is this really going to be the season where we see what he's made of?
I think over the last couple of years, we've seen what he's made of. I think it's just developing and getting better at doing it. And there's a little key there. The fact is that now that he's got some weapons that he can go to, and now that he's got a better understanding of the offense, just like I said a moment ago, it's that natural progression. You know, look, with the way he finished last year and being in the top 10 ranking of the quarterbacks in the National Football League for his age and his youth, is good for the Raiders, because they committed. They believe he's a franchise quarterback. I believe he's a franchise quarterback, and he can only get better. Now the next step is for, if the Raiders are to make the playoffs, what do they do once they get in the playoffs? And I will tell you, as a former player, there was something about certain quarterbacks. There was something about certain players that when they got to that higher level, playoff-bound football or playoff football, they had to sort of transcend and take their game to the next level. And we'll see once the Raiders get there if Derek Carr has that.
You know, Lincoln, because of that natural progression that's kind of expected, you were talking about the Raiders, they're kind of that team du jour in this offseason. And I think rightfully so when you look at what they've done personnel-wise. But as a team, how do you keep the focus away from those increased expectations and focus internally so that, you know, you just handle your own business?
Well, Jack Del Rio and his coaching staff walk in the locker room and said, "You guys haven't won anything yet." Don't get too big-headed. Keep hungry. I mean, the fact is, that's exactly right. They haven't been to the playoffs. Yeah, because you're on the cusp of, you know, those 7-9. Yeah, you're close, but that close doesn't get you anything. Right now, I've deemed the team like a paper champion because, yes, it looks good with the draft and the free agent acquisitions and everything. It looks good with the signings. All that is good for just paper. And you can, you know, roll it up and throw it away if it need be because they still have to go out there and play.
Now, Lincoln, I'm sorry, Dave.
Go ahead.
How do you think that they're constructed, I guess, personality-wise to handle that? Do you think they're in a position to where that isn't going to get to their heads?
I would think that with the subtle mix of youth and veteran players that and we have seen some established leadership in the locker room, some leadership come in their own. You know, guys like Amari Cooper, Derek Carr, and Khalil Mack, just to name a few that have been drafted, the high draft choices, all of a sudden they've got sort of almost like a senior-like presence in the locker room because they've been here, and a lot of people who haven't been around the Raiders organization are depending on them to be playmakers. So I think there's a bit of humility and being realistic and practical, and I think that's one of the things that really adds to Derek Carr's aura. I mean, he is a good leader, and yeah, I've seen him in the locker room, and he's very humble, faith-based guy who's looked like he's, you know, ready to go out there and just do whatever he can to help the Raiders win. So I think that's really good. That's something they haven't had. It also makes that with other guys like Donald Penn and some of the other older guys that have been around. This is a great opportunity for this young team of youth and veterans to come together and really make something special happen for the Silver and Blacks.
Happy to be able to say KHDK Raider insider Lincoln Kennedy joining us right now. Lincoln will join Grant Tuesdays at 4 o'clock doing a Raiders show with them, also appearing with us in the Lowdown and Middays as our Raiders insider. And Lincoln, there was a movie called The Fugitive with Harrison Ford and Tommy Lee Jones where they were able to break down a recording of a phone call to figure out the location of Dr. Richard Kimball by hearing the elevated train in Chicago. And as we sit here and do this interview and
I
hang on your
seagulls.
Every word, I'm hearing seagulls. I think I just heard a boat take off from port. So
it's actually coming into port.
Coming into port.
Where are you, Lincoln?
Yeah.
I'm just north of Seattle in a city called Port Angeles.
Oh.
On the peninsula in Washington.
I'll bet you it is freaking awesome. It's like 108 degrees every day right now in Sacramento. I'll bet you it is amazing there right now.
You know what's great about this area is that it's got to be mid-70s. Yes. I'm literally sitting on the dock of the bay watching the ships go by. I know that's a nice little
great song by the way.
Yeah, exactly. It's absolutely beautiful up here. I've got an event I've got to do today, and I'm just listening to the water rustle, have some tea, and talking to you guys. It was a great time.
Lincoln, I think the biggest question with the Raiders is a question that is not an on-field question. It's the curse of Raider fan that they're dealing with, where they may finally have a legit, if not Super Bowl contender, at least AFC West contender. But in the back of their heads, they've got to wonder, is this the last year they see the Raiders in Oakland? Now, that's the fans, Lincoln. From a player's point of view, is the impending move, is that something that has any chance of seeping into the locker room, or the players just they don't really care about that?
Don't really care. The fact is that most players probably don't even realize that they don't have a for sure home. It's the business side that most athletes don't concern themselves with. The truth of the matter, the only ones that really care are their families, their wives, because they want to know what's going on. Want to know for their schools, their kids' schools, and what they're going to do, what they're going to have to look for. But I will tell this. I said this to the Raider Nation through and through. The Raiders are such an iconic franchise in the National Football League. They don't need to share their stadium with anybody. They should have their own stadium. Now, wherever that may be, Oakland, San Antonio, Las Vegas, wherever that may be, it has to get done sooner than later. And it's a part of business. So as a player, you don't concern yourself with it because all you're going to do is go out there and play, collect your check. No matter where you're living, you're going to be okay. As a Raider fan, of course, it affects you. It affects your community and stuff like that. So there's a lot to be desired. But the excitement that is going to generate around this team this year should all be remembered by the collective group, the Raider Nation. They are the Oakland Raiders, and let's support and celebrate the Oakland Raiders right here and right now.
Lincoln, I think that when you look at this team and there's so much great young talent, there's solid proven vets that they've brought in on very friendly contracts. And I was reading something the other day where it was a sports writer that was saying, you know what, they may be just a couple years away from contending for a Super Bowl. When you look at this team right now, if you were to have to put a number of years on it, how long do you think it'll be before that's a reality for them, that they're Super Bowl contenders?
Well, Super Bowl contention is a very high loft, a very high bar to look at. Right now, I think it's more practical and realistic to take baby steps. I do think this team is a playoff-bound team. I think they're a wild-card team. I'm not going to go so far as to say they're going to win the division because I have to see how all the pieces come together. But I think as far as the division is concerned, it's probably the most competitive in football because all four teams, in my opinion, pretty much have a legitimate chance to make a shakeup and make it, you know, get some stuff done. But I do think the Raiders are a wild card team. If they get to the playoffs, when they get to the playoffs, you go from there because it's single game elimination, so you can't take anything for granted. But to have Super Bowl aspirations, every team has Super Bowl aspirations. Some more realistic and practical than others. I'm not going to go so far and say they're there yet until I see the way they put the product on the field.
Lincoln Kennedy joining us on KHDK, talking a little bit of Raiders here. Lincoln, the one weakness I see offensively is just a lack of depth at the running back position. What's the expectation there as far as how they're going to divvy up the load? They expect Latavius Murray to carry the majority of that himself? Or is there an expectation that Roy Helu might be worth something this year?
Well, what you're going to see with the Raiders uniform in the backfield is going to be a running back by committee. And I think that's something that's, you know, pretty much happening all over the league. Very few teams have a guy like Adrian Peterson they can rely on for 25, 30 carries a game. And more importantly, when watching the recent history with Latavius Murray, it's smarter not to try to push him or not to try to get him that many carries because the way his running style is led to some injuries. So I think that you're going to see running back by committee, a collection of running backs. And one of the things that they did in this year's draft is go out and get DeAndre Washington out of Texas Tech, which I have the utmost respect for because he's almost like a scat back. And that's most people don't realize until they see it, a back who's able to catch out of the backfield. The Raiders have been looking for it some time, whether they're circle routes or flare routes or swing routes, because a lot of times those running backs get linebackers isolated on them in space, and it becomes the advantage to the running back. So when you have a capable back who's able to catch out of the backfield, this can do a lot more for your offense.
Lincoln Kennedy joining us on KHDK. Lincoln, I want to switch gears for a second. There's a conversation we were having yesterday. The NBA Players Association has now decided to give full insurance coverage to any player that served 3 years or more in the NBA. And we switched the topic over to football. In baseball and basketball, as I'm sure you know, you sign a contract, whatever you sign for, you're getting paid. The numbers in football are astronomical, and players take home far less in most cases than what you hear about in the media. Do you think we live in a world, Lincoln, where the NFL and the NFL Players Association could someday not only guarantee contracts, but come up with a way to insure players with X amount of service in the NFL?
Well, the only problem with that is that, well, there's several things. The short way of answering your question is, if you have guaranteed contracts, yeah, if they're all 1 to 2 years,
right,
you have guaranteed contracts. That's the only way it's going to happen, because football is too volatile of a sport and the labor usage is too controlled by the NFL. They're not going to relinquish that. So that's the only way that you're going to get guaranteed contracts. The second part is something like lifetime medical and stuff like that. Look, I fought vehemently when I was a union rep to try to get lifetime medical, to try to commit the masses of the union to argue for lifetime medical for all former players. And of course, there were many restrictions I ran into with guys was that, you know, guys much rather put more money in the salary cap so they get bigger contracts than put it off for future medical, or they wanted to take care of themselves. So it was basically a demonstrative thing from the inside more so than anywhere else. So I don't know if that's going to get done. It's long overdue. It should happen. But I don't know if it's going to get done. And I think the third thing about it, and the most important thing that most people don't understand, is that the average career span for a professional football player is 3.5 years. Well, in order to be considered a vested veteran where you get benefits, you got to play 4 years. So,
yeah,
you know, yeah. There's these little nuances that are within this, the whole union, the buildup and everything else, which are so hard. And more importantly, I think a lot of the leverage for the players has gone by the wayside with this last collective bargaining agreement, because the fact is when the owners had the work stoppage and they locked them out, more players caved and stood the ground because they said they needed the money and they had to get back to work. So they were willing to agree to anything, and that's why, you know, you saw the type of deal went through. It was not advantageous for the players. It was really, you know, counterproductive, and they can't do anything about it for another, what, 5-6 years now.
Well, and we were talking about the unions, baseball, basketball, football unions specifically, and we ranked the strength of the unions from a player standpoint. We ranked them as baseball, basketball, now that they've gotten a new executive director who isn't corrupt, and the players have had a few wins in the NBA. And then we ranked the football union last of the big three. Would you say that's an accurate ranking or no?
Absolutely. I even put women's soccer and everybody else above. You know, it's sad because my brethren, I mean, I just, for the most part, I don't really know if they truly understand what it means or where their position is. And for the most part, the thing is that it's only older guys that have been established or are looking for the future, looking for the after the game, who can really speak out. Most of the younger guys don't concern themselves. And that's really, you know, wrong. I mean, it's really something wrong with that. You know, I remember one story when I was playing, when we first started the 401k, and there weren't a whole lot of players who took a lot of time to really read on how a 401k can be beneficial as a retired. I used to have to go in as a union rep and force guys to actually sign the paperwork for 401k. I had to tell them that you're getting free money by putting this money aside. So many guys fought me. Well, I want my money now. I want to do whatever I want with it. No. We're putting away from your future. I'm looking out for your future right now. Oh, no. I don't want to do that. They didn't understand the true circumstance behind a 401k. And I had to force them to sign. And that was sad to me. But that's what you're working with. You got to remember, football, just like any of the other games, other sports, are games that kids play. They're grown kids who are playing the game and collecting a lot of money for it.
Yeah, that's fascinating. I wish we had more time. There's a lot of stuff to get into there, and we'll get a chance to have a lot more time with Lincoln this season, as he will be on every Tuesday at 4 with Grant Napier hosting a weekly Raiders show. And in addition, he'll join us and the Lowdown in middays to help bring us more Raiders info. Lincoln, always a pleasure. Thanks so much, and welcome to the KHDK family.
I appreciate it, guys. I'm going to go back and sit on the dock of the bay and
enjoy that weather. Thanks.
See you, brother. That's Lincoln Kennedy.
All right.